And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. I'm reading Exodus chapter 24 from verse 12. The Lord calling on Moses to come up to meet with him upon Mount Sinai. Now, as we read these scriptures, let us bear in mind that there's nothing written in the scripture by chance. They are all written for our edification in the things that pertain to Christ and the ages to come in him. Everything speaks about Christ. We're speaking here even beyond the Bible, the scope of the Bible. Everything that is seen, perceived in natural, in written form, in audible form, just name it, it all speak about Christ, the invisible glory of Christ. So let us be focused, let us stay tuned, and hear what the Spirit has to say. So we just started off from, I just read Exodus 24 verse 12, I'll move on to verse 13. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matter to do, let him come unto them. Now that's Moses, you know, handing over all his duties as leaders or leader of the Israeli congregation to his assistants, Aaron and Hur, so that while he will be absent, while he will be with the Lord upon the mountain, they will take charge of the congregation. Verse 15, and Moses went up into the mountain, into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the clouds, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mountain, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Praise God. So we see the Lord calling Moses to come up here, come up to me so that I will give you the commandments, so that I will give you the laws, so that I will commune with you. I will give you the tablets of stone on which is written the laws. Praise God. This is very, very prophetic. And it's the same call that goes out to any man out there who has ears to hear. Because the Lord is calling his people in this hour to come up hither. When I say in this hour, it's for those who can hear. Because that call is always there from generation to generation. That call was there in the time of Jesus, and Jesus Christ ascended. That call was there in the time of Paul, and Paul has ascended. Throughout the ages, a generation will hear that voice saying, come up hither, come up unto me upon the mountain, Of course, we know there's only one spiritual mountain where the Lord may be found. And that is Mount Zion. Mount Zion. Mount Sinai is simply a shadow. A shadow, a type, anti-type of the spiritual version of the mountain of God. Praise God. So if you can hear the voice of the Lord, you will understand that the Lord is telling you in this hour, come up hither. Come up hither. Praise God. You see, after Moses, after the Lord had told Moses to come, you notice that Moses had to wait for, you know, 6 days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 6 days before he could hear the Lord speaking out of the clouds. 6 days. So it was on the seventh day that Moses actually, you know, in the cloud. 7 days Moses enters into the cloud and he remained in the cloud for 40 days and 40 nights. All these are symbolic. Symbolic. 6 days you will walk and the 7 days the Sabbath of the Lord. See it? Those first 6 days talk about the period of work. It's a period where in our humanity, you know, we begin a type of ascent. In our humanity, we begin to, you know, seek the Lord. See, the Bible says that the Lord walked for 6 days and only 7 days he rested. Now, the work of God, like we see in the Genesis chapter 1, is simply a prophetic utterance or prophetic reference to the workings of God within us. See, because the work of God is all about bringing us to the full stature of Christ. It's all about causing us to realize divinity that is within us. It's all about causing us to rediscover the perfect day of the Lord. It's all about illumining us. It's all about, you know, converting that beastly image that we've had as men of the dust into that heavenly image, which is Christ. Praise God. If you study quickly the creation account, the first to the 6 days, God walked. See, and all that work is a work within us. Praise God. All that work is something that it's within us. It's God bringing about, you know, perfection in us. It's bringing about the celestial image of Christ in us. Praise God. On the 7 days, the Sabbath is the rest of God. The 7 days, the dimension we enter in, you know, where we are rested in the full conscious knowledge of Christ. Praise God. And that 7 day, we enter into the cloud. The paradise of God is in the clouds. The kingdom of God is in the clouds. The presence of God is in the clouds. Our consolation is in the clouds. That's why Paul says, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord. We shall, you know, the sounding of the last trumpet. See it? We shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds, in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord forever. So that is the hope. Our hope is to be in that cloud. Praise God. So we see a pattern of ascension. God is calling his people to ascend to the peak of the mountain into his cloud. Praise God. And it was in the cloud that incidentally Moses received all the commandments. He received all the commandments. He received the tablets of stone with the commandments right there in the cloud. Praise God. Before I explain that, I just want us to look at the similarities with the ascent of Moses to that of Jesus when Jesus ascended the mountain of transfiguration. See, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 9 verse 1 that Jesus declared that very very I say unto you, there are some of you us, some of them that stand here which shall not taste death till they have seen the kingdom come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taken with him Peter, James, and John, and leaded them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, it is good that we'll be here. Praise God. Now go to verse 7. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him now. I just wanted to show you the similarities that it was the spirit was careful to mention that after six days Jesus Christ ascended with Peter, James, and John upon the mountain. After 6 days. These things are deliberately written in the Bible. See it, after 6 days you enter into the seventh day, which is the Sabbath of the Lord. See it, the Sabbath of the Lord, we experience that Sabbath, we enter into that rest as we ascend into his presence. Praise God. There are remaining rest for the people of God. See, when you rest, you know you come into the place of all authority, all kingdom power. Everything is put under your feet and you have all assurance. Every shadow of doubt, you know, is cast away from your sight. And you begin to enjoy the totality of the fullness of God. Praise God. Like we explained, Adam in the Garden of Eden is an example of you and I in the rest. That rest is in the cloud of God. It's upon Mount Zion, which is upon the mountain peak. Hallelujah. So we go back to Exodus and let us see what God has to say concerning what transpired between himself and Moses. So Moses ascended into the cloud, and the Bible says he was in the cloud 40 days, 40 nights. We're going to explain why he was in the cloud 40 days and 40 nights. But first of all, let us understand something. That Moses received the laws. He communed with the Lord. He received the commandments in the cloud. Praise God. In reality, those commandments that Moses received are commandments that can be fulfilled only by those who enter into the cloud. Praise God. See it? Those commandments are not commandments that was designed for men who are on the foot of the mountain. Those are not commandments that are designed for men who still walk in relation to a natural carnal mind. See, those laws are for spiritual people, people who have transcended their humanity, people who have ascended spiritually to attain to that high calling that is in Christ Jesus. See, so when Moses came out of the cloud and brought the commandments, later on, you know, and we saw what happened to Israel. That they never could fulfill the commandments. The Israelites, you see, never truly benefited fully from those commandments. It was just impossible for the Israelites to obey those commandments. It was not, those commandments were not designed for those who are upon the earth. It's very important we understand these things. those commandments are fulfilled spontaneously by those who are sent. Those who are working consciously to their true spiritual selves. See, Paul in Romans chapter 7 verse 14 says that the law is spiritual. See, the laws of God are spiritual. They are not carnal laws. What Moses received in the cloud are spiritual laws for spiritual people. Praise God. Jesus Christ recognized this. That's why he told the people that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Because Jesus Christ walked in the revelation of his true spiritual identity. Jesus of Nazareth he did not walk as a man of the dust. He did not walk after the natural man. But he walked after the revelation, the light that he received from the Father, revealing himself as an immortal, incorruptible Son of God. He never walked according to sight, according to the wisdom of this age, but according to the wisdom that is in the cloud, the celestial wisdom, the ages to come in God. See it? And Jesus Christ is saying here that the gospel I bring to you is a gospel that will cause you to be, enable you to fulfill the law of God and live. Because in reality, we must fulfill the law of God to live. But the law of God is fulfilled in Christ. The law of God is fulfilled in a spiritual generation, a spiritual people. A people that are born again of the incorruptible word. A people who don't walk according to the flesh. Flesh and blood cannot fulfill the law. But thank God that through Jesus Christ, we fulfill the law and have the possibility of overcoming death. See, sin is a transgression of the law. And the wages of sin is death. Now all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory because they descended from the glory cloud of God and put on the image of the mortal man of the dust. All men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All men have died. In Adam, Adam's transgression is symbolic of man's descent from the heavenly glory of God, the spiritual nature of God, into the image of mortal man of the dust. So we can see God is teaching us today that as human beings of the dust, as men, we have no way of fulfilling the laws of God. Forget it. See it? Don't try to be religious. See, don't try the do's and the don'ts. See, the more you try, the more you fail. Even the holy prophets, the great men of God, seekers of God, the Moses, the Samuels, the name it, all of them, holy men of God, never could attain to this perfection. Never could attain to the place where they could stand in that glory that God intended for us from the foundation of the world simply because they did not have the revelation and the mystery of Christ given to us, to them, as it is given to us today. Praise God. So Moses received the laws in the cloud, spontaneously speaking. If we are sent into the, spiritually speaking, if we are sent into the clouds, we spontaneously fulfill the laws. See, without even thinking about it, you are in alignment with the laws of God. As long as you walk in the spirit and in the revelation of the truth, automatically, you fulfill the laws of God. Angels don't try to be good. See, angels are simply what they are. Praise God. In likewise manner, those who attend to this place don't struggle to be good. They just simply walk in the spirit according to their true nature. Praise God. When John the Apostle saw their 144,000 upon Mount Zion, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says they had the name of the Father inscribed upon their foreheads. It talks of the nature of God. See, these are the people who have inherited the nature of God. And they stand upon Mount Zion, which is in the cloud. The cloud is upon the mountain peak. See, that is where you find the blessings of God. That is where you find the totality of the power of God's kingdom. It's for those who attend to the clouds. Praise God. Now, they had the name of God inscribed upon them. We talk of the nature of God, the characteristics of God. See, so that they do not have to struggle to do this or not to do that and all that kind of stuff. All they do is just spontaneously walk in alignment with the will of God. They can please God. They walk in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to God. Praise God. Now, it's only for those who are sent. Upon the earth, there is no man that can walk in a way that is pleasing to God. Praise God. We must understand these principles as Christians. See, the law and, you know, the codes and ethics of religion and morality have infiltrated the whole of humanity today. You have them in the church systems, in the Pentecostal systems, in the Baptist systems, in all systems of religion, in the Islamic systems, in the Buddha systems, in all systems of religion, in governments, in institutions, in every sphere and realm where men govern, you have ethic codes of do's and don'ts. All these things are derived from the law. See, and as we can see in this world, those ethics, those codes of morality, those laws have not worked. You have divisions, hatreds, murders, blasphemies, seed, hatred, maliciousness, backbiting, distrust, seed, and all ills of humanity today, even though they have the laws right there as a signpost before their eyes, they can never fulfill the law. A man cannot fulfill the law of God. Praise God. But thank God, through Christ Jesus, the lamp is leading us up to Mount Zion. The Lord is saying, come up hither. Come up hither. Leave the level of mortal man. Leave the level of the dust, of carnality, and ascend up into the clouds. And you will discover yourself aligned with the laws of God. Praise God. Amen. We know the laws of God very much, some of the Ten Commandments. I'll just read some of them here. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is on the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath, 6 days that shall thou labor and do all thy work. Praise God. But as we know, the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord. See, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. See it? And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wives. Hallelujah. And etc. And etc. And etc. 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 Now, what was God saying here? See it. In the clouds where Moses was, you fulfill the laws of God. That is the high level of spiritual consciousness we come into when we all live as one body. And that body is the body of cloud in which God is found in. The cloud is actually the body of Christ. It is the congregation of God. It is a spiritual body. Multitudes of regenerated spirits, perfected spirits, illumined spirits that are united in one in heavenly places in Christ. This is one body, one spiritual body. See it? Doesn't it say that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord? And there is only one Lord. There are no two Lords. When you come into this ascension, there is only one man. And we all form part of that one man. See, so you can see the issue of being a neighbor. Your neighbor is yourself. Your neighbor is you. In that dimension, in that consciousness, you are me, I am you. We are one. See it? But when you descend, you begin to notice that one over there is white, that one over there is black. You begin to notice that one over there is male, that one over there is female. You begin to notice that one is rich, that one is poor, that one is ugly, that one is beautiful. See, that one is my family, that one there is not my family. That is when you descend. See it? That is the realm of the carnal man, of the dust. See, but when you are in the clouds, there's only one body. There's only one man. Many members, one body. So you can see the issue of neighbor does not exist in the cloud because your neighbor is yourself. And in the cloud, you are united and aligned in oneness with the God, with the living God. So that when you speak as the Lord speaking, you have no life of your own as a man. See it? See, a man is just an entity separate from God. But when you come to the place of the ascension, when you enter into the clouds, you discover yourself aligned in one with God. So you see that the issue of not loving God does not arise. Praise God. See, if you notice carefully, when I was reading the Ten Commandments, God says here in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto them, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Praise God. See? Now God shows his mercy to the thousands. Who are the thousands? The thousands of God simply refer to the infinite number of perfected spirits that are gathered unto the Lord. You can see it. Thousands. They don't have a name. These are the thousands in the clouds. These are the ones that know the, what they call mercy and life and favor of God. They walk in the unlimited blessings of God. So that God does not withhold anything from God, from them. Anything that the Father has is embedded in these thousands. These nameless ones. These ones that are hidden in God, in the clouds. See, these are the ones that receive that mercy. That favor of God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus was in that cloud. People are not aware. Jesus Christ walked consciously in the awareness of himself in that cloud. That is why John the Baptist says, see, anyone that does not receive Jesus, who does not receive the Son of Man, has not seen life, but the wrath of God abides in him. See, the wrath of God abides in those who are outside the cloud. It's not that God is doing anything. God does not punish anybody. God does not strike down anybody. God does not look out for your sins. Doesn't do anything to you, see. But when we withdraw from our true essence as spiritual beings, when we withdraw from the revelation of truth, when we go the way of Adam and put on the image of the dust, we simply forsake our mercy. See, we forsake the goodness of God. We forsake the favor of God. We forsake our rightful inheritance in God's kingdom of light. We forsake the unlimited spiritual blessings that God assigned to us from the beginning. Isn't it God that says, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything, all the works of our hands? Meaning that man inherits the throne of God. Man inherits the power of the totality of God's power and glory, as long as he maintains himself in the image of light, in the image of God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? We're hearing great truths today. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, like we know, the prophets say that in the latter days, you see this in Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, that in the latter days, the Lord will make a new covenant with his people. A new covenant, not the covenant, like the covenant of old, in the days of old, when we walked according to the flesh. Not like the covenant of the Israelites, the Jewish nations of the earth, but a new covenant. And what does he say about the covenant? Praise God. He says that he shall put his laws in our inward parts and write them in our hearts. Praise God. And in that day no man shall teach his neighbor about God, but all of them, from the least to the greatest, shall know God. For those of us who don't know this scripture, let's quickly go to Jeremiah chapter 31. I'll start from verse 31. Let's be fast here. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which by covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in it their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive them their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Praise God. I will remember their sin no more. I will forgive them their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I will write my laws in their hearts. Praise God. See, so that they shall no longer transgress against me. Now, what is God saying? Hallelujah. How does God bring about this walking that he's talking about? Because this is a prophetic walking, a prophetic word about the revelation of the salvation of Christ that is to come in the latter days. The prophets of old, like Jeremiah, saw this revelation. seeing clearly that the children of Israel has failed on every side to align with the Lord, to obey the Lord. They broke his covenants daily. Of course, we know by now, if you have been following the message, that it was impossible for the Israelites to obey those laws, because those laws are spiritual laws. See? Spiritual laws. When you try to do those things, you just become an actor, a hypocrite, a religious person, an accuser. See it? But you can never truly attain to that perfection that God desires. You will always remain a transgressor, a sinner, and a sinner dies. But it says that in the latter days, a new covenant, and we are the ones who are partaking of that new covenant today. We who can hear the voice of the Father. Praise God, because he's writing the laws in our hearts. See, not upon tablets of stone, but in our hearts. Hallelujah. And this is realized only for those who ascend. Moses was in the cloud when he received the tablets of stone inscribed with the law by the finger of God. In likewise manner, it's only when we ascend and rediscover our true spiritual nature that we can truly partake of the salvation that is in God. That we can partake of this, you know, this victory over sin and over death. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In reality, God is not writing no new law in our hearts. Praise God. He's simply causing an awakening in us. When you are awake, you will discover that you are already perfect. When you are awake from the flesh and blood consciousness, the illusion that you are an earthly entity, when you consciously, not just by the letters, consciously awake, you will discover yourself perfect and holy in the image of God. You will discover that in reality, the laws are already engraved in your heart. You walk in alignment with the laws of God. In that awakening consciousness, you are not a sinner. You are perfect. You are holy. You are in the image of God. You are in the likeness of God. You are the glory of God. All that is embedded within us, but we must ascend. Praise God. God is teaching us today. We are looking at the clouds. He's explaining to us how to go up. Praise God. He's explaining to us how we can get upon Mount Zion and rediscover this salvation, the beauty of the salvation of God. Isn't it wonderful? The beauty of the salvation of God. Oh, hallelujah. He's causing us to discover that we are perfect as he is perfect. If you look at the letter of Paul, one of his letters to the Colossians, in Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, he says, and he gave unto Moses, I made a mistake there. Colossians, this is a letter of Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Now, Christ is seated above in the clouds. We saw he was taken up in the glory cloud. See, it is a spiritual dimension. It is invisible kingdom of God. He's seated. Praise God. And of course, we know that our aim, our goal, the hope is to be seated with him there. I mean, to experience. We are already there. See, God has already, all these things have already been done. See, but we have to let this veil be removed from our minds. See, our focus should be there on that seat where Christ is seated, because that is where we are. Amen. That is where we are, and that is where we will be throughout all eternity. Search your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. See, let your affection be in the cloud. Let your affection be in the glory cloud. Not upon this upon the earth, upon where things perish and pass away, not upon temporal things, not upon vanity. Amen. Verse 3, for you are dead and your life is hid in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is your life, or our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear in him, with him in glory. Praise God. Now, Christ appearing is simply the manifestation of the light being in you. See it? Praise God. Those of us who are new to this message, recognize that the appearing of Christ is simply the manifestation of the light creature in you. That is the appearing of Christ. See, for those who have waited patiently, those who have ascended, they are the ones that have the privilege of manifesting Christ upon the earth. Glory be to God. So let us be aware. Let us beware, brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You saw what happened to Moses when Moses came out of the cloud after 40 days. The Bible says that he appeared as light. His body radiated with a light, with a powerful light. See, because he had become so impermeated in the light of God. Allegorically speaking, you see, he had been transformed into a light being. He was so, you know, the light was so sharp and brilliant that the people couldn't look at his face. Those who ascend manifest that light of Christ. Those who walk in the light, as he's in the light, manifest that same light that Christ is, because he's the light of the world. And we are the light of the world. For his life is our life. We are him and he's us. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Verse 3, I'm still reading Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you have put off all this anger, wrath. But now you also put off all this wrath. Sorry, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth, out of your mind. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise God. Now, you put off the old man. The old man is simply our human identity. Our human identity upon the earth, in the visible, in the natural. The carnal identity we have born in this world. See, by the revelation of Christ, we put off that old man. We put off that old man by ascending. See, you cannot be in this world and put on the new man. You must ascend to the city upon the hill. You must ascend into the cloud, and the old man is no more, until the old man is no more. That is the man of the dust. That is the corrupt man. That is the lustful man. That is the man that says there is no God. That is the man that cannot please God. That is the man that abides in the wrath of God. That is the man that is annihilated from the life of God. But in our ascent, the old man is put off. See it, and we put on the new man, which is Christ from heaven, the Lord from heaven, who is created in the image of God. And that is the new man that actually fulfills the law of God spontaneously. See, the commandments of God, you see, it's not something that he tries to obey. He's simply in alignment with it. That's why John says that he that is born of God cannot sin. You cannot sin as long as you walk in the revelation of the incorruptible seed of God in you. That is the seed that is born of God, the immortal, incorruptible seed that is born of God, birthed of God in you, which is Christ. Praise God. So we're having a revelation today of our ascent. God is showing us today that as Moses ascended into the cloud to receive the commandments of God, God was simply showing us a picture of our ascent into his glory cloud. And it is only in his glory cloud that we spontaneously fulfill the laws of God. When we unite together in one in Christ, in the cloud, in the spirit, we spontaneously fulfill everything that the law says we should fulfill. We become the tabernacle. We consciously manifest the glory as the tabernacle and the temple of God. See, we consciously love our neighbors as ourselves. We spontaneously walk, love the Lord as ourselves, because we have no identity of our own. We are one with the Lord, one spirit with the Lord, one body with the Lord. So the issue of idolatry does not come in. The issue of covetousness does not come, because we are a spiritual body, a spiritual nature. Hallelujah. God is saying today to his people, come up hither. Come into the clouds. And remain in the clouds and walk in the clouds. See it. And as you remain in the clouds patiently, you will discover yourself totally transformed into the light image that you earnestly seek. Praise God. Jesus Christ says some of you here will never taste of death. See it. The light, as long as you are illumined with the light of God, you are permeated with the light of God, saturated with the light of God, you become that light of God. And immortality is yours forever. We are grateful to God for this revelation. Praise God. You can see that our concentration is our ascent. Our concentration is how we should ascend. How we should ascend that holy hill. That is where our mind should be focused on. See, our concentration is not trying to be evangelist, not trying to, you know, do works of men without. See, not trying to perfect anything upon the earth, but how we can individually in our hearts ascend up into the holy hill of the Lord, where we can receive the blessings forever. Amen. The eternal blessings of God. I'll round up with the famous psalm. See it. I'll just read it offhand, because this is a psalm that most of us know. It says that, who shall ascend the holy hill of the Lord? Who? Who shall ascend the holy hill of the Lord? This is Psalm 24. See, those that have clean hands, pure hearts, those who do not lift their hearts unto vanity. See, those are the ones who walk in the Spirit, who value only the name of the Lord, who value the name of the Lord more than silver and gold. These are the ones who we ascend. See it. They don't set their minds on the earth. They don't send their minds on the flesh. See, they are not carried away or deceived by the vanities of this age. But their focus is upon the glory of God upon Mount Zion. See, these are the ones who will inherit the blessings of God, the unlimited blessings of God, the totality of God's glory. Because as we are discovering, God does not withhold anything from anybody. Everything that God is what he gives his people. Praise God. His life is our life. His glory is our glory. His power is our power. Oh, hallelujah. So let us ascend. Enter into the clouds. And we will discover that we are perfect as it's perfect. Amen.